This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Contest time, caller 5, 716-221-4WGR, that's 4947, wins a pair of tickets to see Disturbed with special guests Daughtry and Nothing More. This will be at KeyBank Center Friday, April 4th, so you have time to plan. Tickets are courtesy of Live Nation, and tickets also go on sale this Friday, October 18th at 10 a.m. at Ticketmaster.com. Daughtry. That was when I was watching American Idol.
Right. Yeah. Yes.
Yep. Still on, right?
I don't know.
I think it is.
Probably. I don't know. I mean, I feel like there's 40 derivations of that show out there now. I feel like every commercial break during a football game, I see an ad for a show like that show. So I don't know what they're all called, but... Sure, of course it's still on. It's terrible, so of course it's still on.
My son turns 15 tomorrow, and I guess I would have assumed this mostly, but it's incredible the stuff he knows like that. That I just like the Sabres had the anthem singer. Paul mentioned her,
Cammy Clooney.
Okay, at some point. Was it you and I were talking? Like, she was on The Voice.
Right.
And so, at home, I mean, The Voice has never once been on the television in my house. Not for one second.
Mm-hmm.
But my son's like, oh, yeah. Just anything like that.
Right.
Teenagers just seem to know all of it.
Yep.
And I just feel like I know less of it than at any point in my life. Maybe when I was 15, I did know, you know, Spencer for Hire, the Spencer for Hire cast.
What a pull.
Or something.
What a pull.
I just probably did. I probably did. There were only three channels.
You probably, yeah. I don't think it has to be because your son is watching it, but it's just, I think I mentioned this to you when Owen was in the throat, like really deep in the hockey career, you know, striving, he knew just from social media stuff, like the guys just talked about pop culture stuff, basketball, if that doesn't, that certainly weaves in and out of pop culture. There's just stuff that they're talking about and it spreads,
you know.
With immediacy now instead of like just having to talk at the bus stop or whatever the hell we did.
I know. Yeah, I'm quite sure he's not watching The Voice, right. But these conversations and the 15-second, the TikTok world, you know, you're just going to see all this information that just sort of is just flying by you all the time, and you would just, you know, just be a sponge for all that. So I'm sure, I feel like every 15-year-old would just completely destroy pop culture trivia on like on Jeopardy or something like that. They would just know everything.
Current events edition, yes. Like old stuff, maybe not so good, but yeah, sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. Although, you know, I don't know. There can be holes in that. I'm laughing over here because I think there was a moment this summer. When did the Hawk Tua thing happen? When did that woman become famous?
It was in 2005. I don't know.
It was in the summer some point. And I was just seeing reference to that phrase. And me being me, I didn't click on it or anything. I kept seeing it in my Twitter feed, and I thought, is this something about Tua Tagovailoa? I really didn't know. I didn't want to go find out.
No.
But it was.
Never find out.
But it, right. I'm trending? No.
I know. Oh, my God. I clicked on it.
I can't go over there. No.
I can't undo the click.
My life is over. So I didn't want to actively pursue. But at some point, I was sitting in the living room with them, my wife and Owen, and it showed up again. And I said, what's this? You know what Hawk Tua is? Neither of them had any idea. I'm like, is it something about Tua, the Miami quarterback? I was like, I don't really know. And then the next day, I think maybe I saw what it was. And then, yeah, I think I asked them a week later, like, hey, remember when I asked you about it? And they're like, yeah, uh-huh. They knew the whole thing. But, you know, right away, they were of no help to
me. Well, I want to respect that.
Yeah, right?
I think it's admirable when someone doesn't know these things. That's why it's so, like, fate worse than death to ever click on it. Because, oh, my God, I was so happy with myself not knowing what this was. But the Bills injury report is out. It was just a walkthrough today. Sal is going to be on with us at 5. There's a lot to talk about with Sal. This trade, McDermott, Bean, Cooper himself, Josh Allen as well, all did media today. Kincaid is on the list today.
Yeah.
Collarbone, limited, so there's that. But Oliver, limited, that's a step forward. James Cook, limited.
I did notice Kincaid get up slowly at one point in the game. I'm 90% sure it was not on the play that we talked about yesterday, the first drive, the only pass of the first drive, where he just blasted a defensive back for the Jets, sort of a tone-setting, we're going to be here all night type of hit. But later in the game, he got tackled, and I felt like I had a moment where I was like, oh, I hope he's okay. And he got up, but he looked like he was a little shook when he first got, post the tackle, post-contact. So maybe it's related to that. Who knows? But,
well, Brandon Bean on Cooper, enjoyed hearing, and Bean is usually a good listen, pretty forthcoming with the process, saying that he had a pretty good idea on Sunday that this was going to happen. And so not, of course, it wouldn't be, you wouldn't even admit it anyway, like sort of a knee-jerk reaction. Oh, Devonta Adams.
Right.
I mean, like, right. It doesn't work like that. But the timing is curious.
But he did say Monday morning was the last time I think he used the phrasing, checked in on Adams and realized, like, okay, well, we're not, that sounds like that's happening. So we're out on that. So we'll pivot to this. So I don't know. I mean, he can say, I want to respect that they were going to add a receiver, anyways, regardless of whether the Jets got Devonta Adams. But it did sound to me like they maybe were more in on Adams than I thought. The price was going to have to be right, which I never thought was going to be realistic, but who knows? But the way he said that, sort of, I don't know, it doesn't exactly line up with, we didn't do this because of that. It the way he said, I checked in on Adams, I assume that means with the Raiders, and realized that that's going another direction, and then so we thought we could get this thing done, and we did. So, doesn't have to be exactly because of the Jets move, but it certainly happened right after the Jets move, after he checked in on Adams. So, whatever. I'm not really that worried about the mechanics of it anyway.
No.
Because I love this trade. I'm very happy the Bills made this trade. I think it made more sense to me than Adams ever really did. So we'll see if it works. I mean, I'm optimistic about it. I think this is a good player, easily the best receiver on the roster the minute he walks in the door. So we'll see how quick he can acclimate and get hooked up with Josh Allen and hopefully make some music.
So much to ponder with this. Just scheme stuff, personnel, all kinds of different things that become just more interesting, that open up with this addition. And even if, of course he's going to play Sunday. Just of course he's going to play Sunday. Not necessarily every snap, but of course he's going to be active for this game. Interesting maybe that he was active for Cleveland on Sunday. Often a team will be more careful. Maybe the Raiders with Adams is an example of that, making up an injury. Probably Mike Williams, who it came out the Jets are going to want to try to trade now, on the injury report today, did not practice, personal reasons is what it says.
Personal reasons. My quarterback threw me under the bus.
Yeah, I'm trapped under a bus.
Right. Those are my personal reasons. My quarterback hates me, and I hate him, and I can't wait to get out of here.
So you're not going to see him play in this situation. I mean, he'll just not play until he's moved, assuming he can be moved. I don't know. Do you think so?
I mean,
I would take a I would expect a team to take a shot at him.
Yeah.
Maybe he gets cut first.
But. Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. He's coming off an injury. It hasn't been a good fit yet. The good fit part doesn't have to be a disqualifier. There could be somebody out there that just loves his skill set. But to me, it's more about he hasn't really shown that he's all the way back yet. So I don't know about giving up an asset. Like, if I'm interested in him, I might be inclined to just sort of wait it out and see if the Jets make a move just to free up a roster spot with a guy that probably, you know, again, I the writing's on the wall. He's probably not dressing until he's not on that team one way or another. So I might try to just wait it out. It's the Jets. Like, they overpay for everything. So why would they worry about getting a sixth-round pick for Mike Williams? I would just cut him, get him out of here.
Yeah, maybe. 803-0550, lines open for you. Sal Capaccio in 20 minutes. This is WGR.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.